Hey, I'm JR.
And I'm Mike from the 18 Over Par with Mike and JR podcast.
Welcome to season four of the pod, where we'll continue exploring the sights, stories, and sounds of golf on the prairies, where you'll find some of the most golf courses per capita of anywhere in the world, and maybe we'll even drink some more beer this season.
That's right, JR. More beer.
It's the 18 Over Par podcast with Mike and JR.
You suck, you duckass.
Welcome to 18 Over Par with Mike and JR, proudly presented by Bryce Matluszewski, who is an investment advisor with Endeavor Wealth Management, part of IA Private Wealth, and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund. You can contact Bryce at 204-515-3446. I'm JR, he's Mike, and today it's the annual Masters Degenerate Gambling Guide featuring one of the best in the biz, Adam Awok Walker. He returns to the show and breaks down his 2024 Masters picks, including his favorites, long shots, Canadians in the field, and everything else Masters. All right, well, we're back, and we're inviting back our special guest who was on quite a tear. We're going to get into that in just a moment.
Very special.
But we are at Studio MB in the kitchen, the kitchen of love.
Yeah, cooking up some hot takes.
Hot takes, hot picks, and some beers. Should we talk about what we're drinking?
Yeah.
Okay,
what are we drinking? We got... Me and Awok's got the Vienna Lager from Little Brown Jug. What a beautiful can.
It is a beautiful can. We should take a picture of that.
It's got like an amber color to it. Very soft, elegant malt complexity, I'd say.
Some firm hops in there.
A firm hop presence.
Describe a firm hop.
I think it's ripe. You know,
you're just throwing out adjectives now.
Real nice.
Well, that's what we're drinking, but we don't have any food here. Brett, where's the pimento and cheese sandwiches? She's I don't know where they are.
Thank goodness she doesn't listen to the pod.
No pimento and cheese sandwiches this year, but maybe we will for the actual tournament.
Mm.
We'll have to get those on the go.
And the Mike's Hard bandana.
Yeah.
Mike's Hard lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
Mike's Hard whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, we like to compensate Awok as best as possible. So I had got a complimentary Mike's Hard lemonade bandana from the Jets game. And so we're going to gift it to him. So thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Coming on.
It's a tremendous honor.
Well, we know people are waiting for your picks.
Yeah.
People coming up to me every day asking when the picks coming. Here we are.
You're welcome. Settle down, damn it.
Yeah.
You're coming. Just relax.
Getting lots of angry tweets.
Impatient
you
people.
Call them,
out
what
there.
Do you call that now? You can't call them tweets. What is it? An X.
Strikes.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Maybe you should trademark that.
Yeah.
Give Elon a call.
I'll call Elon.
Yeah. Give him a shout. You, speaking of giving Elon a call, that has nothing to do with that. But Brianne Tukaruski, you and Brett, who did not make the sandwiches.
No.
You had a lesson today.
Another
second of three.
Second of three. Yeah. Working on some, I think I had a little bit of a case of the chicken wing. So my elbow was getting a little too, my back elbow was getting a little far out there, putting a little hot sauce on it, bring it in a little bit.
Made it a bit harder.
Yeah. I got absolutely zero flexibility. So just got to work on that. And I think that'll straighten some things out.
Where was it? Avid?
It was at Avid. Yeah. Okay. Avid Golf. Haven't seen Avid Luke there, but he's got that thing running like a Swiss watch. And very good. And Bree has been awesome with both of us. So it's going well. Watch out to any playing partners this summer. I'm coming.
You're taking money. And well, you know what? If you want to come take some of Mike's money or my money or AWOC's money, we got the Goats Graze.
Yes.
2024. So the Subarctic Goats, which is beer league hockey, You do a fantastic golf tournament every year. Shout out to B-Way. And he spammed 10 million group chats to let everyone know that the golf tournament's going on. So we want to give a shout out. So it's going down Saturday, May 25th at Bell Acres Golf and Country Club. And it's a hell of a lot of fun. If you want some more information on it, just hit us up in the DMs. Go to our link tree. You can find us on all our social medias there, or just find us on Facebook and Instagram and send us a note.
Yeah. We'll
give you some information on it.
There should be some prizes available for the winners or whoever plays well.
Yes.
And isn't there different rules or something like that?
It is, on the holes, I guess, a four-ball scramble event, but, you know, there's some wacky holes, you know, driving the ball.
Well, the holes are the same. There's the competitions on each hole is wacky.
That's true. The rules, yeah. What is it? You know, using one club on one hole, or worst ball on one hole.
Teeing off a beer can, is that one?
Teeing off a beer can. so all sorts of fun like that. We might even try and acquire a fling stick.
Oh, yes.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Check out our last episode with the Fling King, the number one fling golfer in the world, which got us some interesting DMs.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that, the last episode. So go check it out if you haven't already listened to it.
I didn't see them.
There's people like, well, this exists. Like, celebrities. What am I watching?
Oh, yeah.
What is not so much celebrities? No, I mean, Sydney Sweeney, but I mean, she's a fan of the pod regardless.
Well, Austin is a celebrity in himself. Showtime. This is true.
Showtime. Delaware doesn't.
Got to get your 18 over par branded flinger. Just send Mike a text and he'll give you that flinger. Yeah.
The Mike's up. Hard flinger.
Exactly. Pay by mail. What are those?
Just send us your credit card. Yeah. And we'll figure it out.
Send cash, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Silver bullion.
Silver bullion. Well, if you want to talk to somebody about the silver bullion, I want to give a shout out to Bryce Matlashewski, as always, who is an investment advisor with Endeavor Wealth Management, part of IA Private Wealth, and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund. You can contact Bryce 204-515-3446, as well. All of his information is in our aforementioned link tree. Facebook, Instagram, go to our bios, click on that link.
Yeah.
And you got a whole tree of stuff going on.
Hopefully everyone follows us on the social medias.
You're missing out if you don't.
Yeah.
Tell you that.
It's great content on there.
Haven't made a tweet or a strike in about 2 years, but
I don't think anybody's on there anymore. No? I don't know. Yeah, it's a cesspool.
Or, I mean, they're on there, but you wouldn't know that you're on there. Just bots.
Yeah.
All full of bots.
You got to pay your $8 a month if you want anyone to actually see your
is
content.
Is that what it is?
Oh, apparently. I don't know.
Wow.
All right. So AWOC is in the house, as always, as we hit up the majors. So this is one of the parts where we deviate from golf on the prairies, but fill you in a little bit. And AWOC, you're kind of on a heater this year.
Yeah, I've had a couple of decent wins, doing things a little differently than I had in the past, kind of getting into things as the tournament's already going on, like getting into a bet, or maybe in before the fourth round. I kind of, the most fun bet I had was Nick Taylor was leading the Waste Management after the third round. Mm-hmm. And then I threw down a bet on him and parlayed it with the Super Bowl winner and ended up with a big payout. So that was a fun Sunday. You know, it was super excited. I'm cheering in my living room for Nick Taylor, and then I'm cheering at the Super Bowl too. So that was a really good time, and ended up getting in on Hideki with his win as well at the Genesis. So, and he was way back. I think they were paying out like 60-1 or something like that before the final day. And I'm like, well, you know, Hideki's a star. He could, you know, he could make up that ground. And so he did. That was a fun day too. So, had a couple of wins. I'm hoping to pass that on to the listeners now too. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could come up with another one.
And shout out to AI. He didn't want me to mention it, but shout out to AI. I know he's kind of your betting buddy sometimes.
Well, he makes a lot of good bets too. He might be even better than me, but I don't think you're going to get him on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to get him.
And what a bad buddy to have.
sorry.
Are we going to get into that?
I know.
Insert story here. No, it's all right. It's all right. We can talk the Masters. It's Augusta. Today we're recording, so it's the Sunday, and the women's amateur at Augusta National wrapped yesterday. And my goodness, that course, just getting to see it again on television, seeing what's going on outside on the prairies here in Winnipeg. You know, golf season right around the corner. Southwood Range is open. I was out there banging around balls a bit. Not off mats, on the grass.
On the grass.
On the actual grass. The grass is thawed. There was some snow still on the range, but it was great. I jugged my 40-yard chip as my last shot as I texted Mike, that was it, and just said, that's it.
What a way to leave.
I'm done. I'm retired. It's going to be a good season. That says it all.
Yeah. So we're getting close here, and the Masters is always one of those signals where, golf is right around the corner for us here. And I think you were on ROM last year, if I'm not mistaken, AWOC. We'll have to go back and listen to the show. I know we're on a lot of people.
Yeah, but, Rahm was a favorite going in, but he just delivered. A lot has changed since then. He's gone to live golf. Right. So that's a big change in itself. But,
I think the latest odds that I got, and again, they changed based on where you're putting your money on which site.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen it's been him and Kepka, the guys from Liv, but they've been up there. They've been in the top five when it comes to favorites, I guess, that I've seen anyways. I don't know if that's kind of the same for you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, John Rahm and Kepka, definitely the guys from Liv that are, poised to kind of do some damage. If you talk about the top three or four favorites, probably looking at those two guys. And Scottie Scheffler, obviously, just been unreal this year. The putter's a little squirrely sometimes, but just from tee to green, nobody better in the game, and nobody even close, to be honest. So Scheffler's got to be the favorite kind of going in here. He's won here before, just in 2022. So that's what I'm looking for. And we got Rory up there as well. Mm-hmm. And, every year at the Masters, we talk about Rory. He's got to get that on his resume. This is his 16th try at the Masters. He never quite pulls it off. Because
that would be his career grand slam.
That would be,
He's only missing the Masters.
That's right. And they've been talking about that for about 10 years, right? Everybody's just waiting for him to win. And he's been, he's hammering the ball off the tee this year like crazy, but the results haven't quite been there. He's not really putting up great finishes, so if he gets off to a hot start, maybe he has a chance, but I'm personally probably not gonna be on Rory.
Well, he's having a decent day today because we also got the Texas Open on in the background, and I think the last time I checked when we're recording this is about 5 under on the day, so he's not gonna win the tournament. Not in, contention, but he's up there and he's having a good day.
Oh, Akshay running away with the Texas Open. Looks like he's going to take it. And he needed to win that to get into the Masters. Right. So we're going to see him again next week too.
Cool.
What a treat. Going in knowing that, you have that pressure, win this tournament. Imagine sleeping on that lead. I know he had a decent lead heading into this final round, but knowing, I can win. I got my tour card for, 2 years? And then I'm also right into the Masters.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that would be asking a lot for him to win 2 weeks in a row take down the Masters. But he's a hell of a good golfer. I think he's 22 years old. So
I like his glasses too. Mike, don't you golf with glasses on? Aren't you better? You play better when you're
sometimes
glasses
I do. I remember there was a case where we were at the Champagne Championship there. And I said, let me put on my glasses. And then
you were 16 under.
I was lights out. Yeah. I don't like playing with them on, though. I got to get some, maybe we got it LASIK as a sponsor. some laser eye surgery. Yeah,
we'll do the surgery live.
Yeah.
On the pod.
That would be good. Mm-hmm. I think the people would like to see that. We did release some YouTube footage.
We did. Yeah. So it's a private link right now. Just waiting for the thumbs. Hey, it's all right. It might be live by the time this thing airs, but I was waiting for some confirmation from YouTube because I wanted to add some links to the description of the video, but you had to verify yourself if you want to do that. So they're getting the cracking down on
how do they verify
stuff. You don't want to know.
You don't want to get slapped down by YouTube. Yeah, exactly. There's no coming back from that.
No, there isn't. Yeah, you have to do a little dance for Mr. Beast and all this other stuff. But that's about it. That's how you get on Instagram. Anyways, that's a whole world unto itself. What we always mention every year, horses for courses. You look at the guys who have played well here in years past, and even Tiger's on the board. And to me, I think he's still got pretty good odds. I wouldn't be putting money on him. Although people always say you never want to bet against Tiger, and I've seen the things out there that he's not having sex because he wants to be better at the Masters. I mean, if that helps your golf game, then maybe he'll start a trend. But still, seeing the number where he's at, I guess it's because people are putting money on him.
Yeah, well, it's hard to resist betting on Tiger. Everyone wants to be in on it, you know, just in case he does win. You say, oh, I bet on him. I knew it. I knew Tiger was going to win. But he hasn't played this year, right? So it's kind of hard to judge. He didn't even play at the Genesis, which is kind of his tournament. He hosts it. So,
Wasn't he out there and then he just called
it? Yeah, he was out there, but it wasn't going to be, he didn't actually play. No, he didn't even withdraw. He didn't even enter that one this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so he hasn't played in a while, but apparently he's healthy. He's feeling good. Like you said, he's celibate, so he's not so he's not distracted going into the tournament. But his odds have been going down because people are throwing money on him. And why not, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Tiger at the Masters.
I put some money down on him.
He can make the magic happen. Yeah.
Will you remember this time? Because wasn't it this time? Not this time last year, but a few months later where you realized you won at the U.S. Open
or what was it? Yeah.
And you looked a month later like, oh shit, I got some extra money.
Yeah. I got some money in here. I was watching his TPC, the Players Championship at Sawgrass, and I was getting all hot and heavy for the Masters. And so I picked some guys off of the success that they were having at the Players Championship.
Oh, so now, obviously, early.
Tiger wasn't in that, but I saw him and I sprinkled him. And I think I got him at +10,000. So I don't know what he is now. It's higher than you said,
16,000.
Yeah. So
it's been hovering around. Depends where you look. It totally does. Especially when you get into those higher odd guys, like it could be very different from site to site. So always shop around.
Yeah. Shop around. So what sites are you typically now? Are you still on the same one? Fill people in. Where are you sprinkling your money?
Well, I'll use a few different ones, like Bet365. I'm back on. I was off it for a while just because it was, I don't know, they had some trouble. They wanted a bunch of ID and verification and stuff.
There you go,
sometimes it's a huge hassle and it stops working, so you just move on to a different site.
Bless you, Mike.
I'll check
Mike's
out.
Hard sneeze.
I'll get onto Coolbet as well and Play Now. Mm. Like Play Now, a lot of people will kind of look down on, but sometimes you look at the odds on there and they're just like way out of whack, like in a good way for you. Like you can make some money, so always kind of check Play Now.
Can you pick outrights on that, or do you have to parlay?
Oh, absolutely, it's just like a regular betting site now.
All
like it doesn't have as many like full like prop bets and stuff as you like to see, and a lot of the time it's kind of slow to update, but you can find some gems on there for sure.
Another site that is very strict with their authentication, because they haven't. I try and sign up for it all the time, and they won't let me.
Won't let you.
They say like call in or something.
Because it's probably about a million Mike Smiths.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Which one are you?
Send in your ID, your passport, some utility bills, you know, everything. Get on a video call.
Blood sample.
The government. Yeah. DNA.
Maybe you just haven't paid your taxes. We'll never know. But one guy coming into this, and he plays well there.
Busted.
<Yeah. laughs> He's always in contention. I think he won it in 2015. I know he has won it, but Jordan Spieth, he's been up and down all around. But I don't know. He's a Jordan. I'm a Jordan. I don't know. Usually I'm a JT guy. Like I'm on Justin. And anytime I say, I don't like Justin, even though he's been, I don't know what the hell's been going on. Whether he's been having too much sex, maybe that's it. That's his problem. I don't know. We'll have to ask Tiger.
He's on like late night TV. I think he was on like Jimmy Kimmel. Like, what? JT just appearing everywhere.
Right, he's full
the face
swing,
of the
I guess,
PGA
right?
Tour. Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, that makes sense.
The American face of the PGA Tour, because Rory seemed to have, you know, got it down, and maybe things are changing with that. But anyways, that's another story for another day. But Jordan Spieth, I kind of like him. If you can find a decent bet on him, or if he's one of those where maybe he's a few back on the fourth day on the Sunday.
Yep. He's a guy. He's so unpredictable. You never know. But if he gets hot, like he could definitely do it. We know he plays well at the Masters, not just his win, but he's had good finishes there as well in the past. So he's okay. Like he's doing okay at the Texas Open this week. It's somewhere he's won there before at the Valero, but he could definitely kind of step up and do some damage.
He had one errant shot there that landed up on the clubhouse roof.
Yeah.
that's his style, though.
That's the thing. Yeah, you'll see a lot of those kind of errant shots with him, and the real magic is kind of his recovery shots and around the greens, and you know, even on the greens, he can do some really crazy stuff. You're not going to see many guys chip in as often as you'll see Jordan Spieth do it.
He makes it harder for himself, and then magically pulls one out of his ass.
Makes for some good TV.
Great TV because he's always talking it through with his caddy sometimes to the extreme, like every little thought in his brain. But, you know, it makes it good to watch.
That's why he's also on Full Swing. And also surprising that, yeah, maybe he's not. Why isn't he doing the tour around, doing the late night shows, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if you have anyone else on the top of your board, maybe Mike Awok, to see who you're maybe sprinkling some shillings on.
Well, one guy I didn't mention we were talking about LIV was Joaquin Niemann. He's been playing just fantastic on LIV. He's got two wins out of, they've only had four tournaments so far this this season, but he's been playing great, and he kind of got the special invite because he didn't have like a technical qualification into the Masters, but he's just playing so well that they extended an invite to him, and he's played well there before. He could definitely win. Looking forward to seeing him again because, you know, a lot of these LIV guys just don't see him play very often anymore. So that's one of the benefits of the majors these days is that it's so much better because you've actually got the two tours coming together.
Right.
So,
and it could be a prop bet, or if you're in a pool and you have, a bunch of guys and maybe he's in a not so strong group, depending on where the pool is, Joaquin Niemann could be your guy in that one. That's a good point.
And a couple other, guys that have played well, Cam Smith, that people are kind of forgetting about him now, but he's still a great player. And I hesitate to even mention this, but Sergio Garcia has actually been playing well on LIV, and he's a guy that's one of the Masters. So that would be kind of the ultimate villain win Masters would see Sergio coming in. I don't know. It would be really interesting to see. It's probably a long shot, but thought I'd mention
that might be one of those. If he's in contention, they may go to wherever he's staying, like they used to do in the old days. Maybe they still do it now when you had hockey teams or basketball teams or football teams in a certain hotel, and then they'd crank the fire alarm or whatever, pull it at 2 or 3 in the morning just to fuck with you. We'll see old what's his name there. What's the commissioner's name of the PGA Tour?
Monahan,
yeah, going in there, starting pulling fire alarms or setting houses on fire. I don't know. I shouldn't talk about felonies on the pod, but hey, whatever.
Well, Mike's not paying his taxes.
Yeah. That's probably why
Mike's hard. That's going to be the name of this episode. Masters Mike's Hard.
Well,
episode.
I get calls all the time from Canada Revenue Agency, and I give them my credit card number, so I don't really understand.
Over and over again.
I don't understand.
I owe $2,000. Yeah. I owe $5,000. I just paid you.
I just paid you. Jeez.
You want Bitcoin? Okay. Apple gift cards? No problem.
Oh, we might have to get Bryce to look into that. But
yeah, no kidding.
I had a couple guys that I had sprinkled money on and haven't seen much of him as of recent. You can confirm that. But Matt Fitzpatrick.
Okay,
US Open Matty champ.
Fitz. Yeah, got Open him champ. At plus 5,000.
Yep.
Using the stack system, getting some yardage and winning some.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't, I never really liked him that much. And then I kind of liked his personality from the Full Swing there.
There's kind of a funny story. I think it was going into the Players. He realized that he had put like weights on his clubs like months ago, and he forgot,
like,
just for
in
practice.
The shaft, wasn't it? Something like that.
Just for practice, so you get like stronger, right? And he was going to take them off, but he forgot they were there. And then he was just playing PGA Tour events with like these weighted clubs, and then ended up taking them off, and was just smashing the ball after that, which I guess makes sense.
How come I'm pulling everything?
Yeah, it's pretty funny stuff, but still, compete. Most guys wouldn't admit to that, I don't think, so I'll give them credit for that.
Yeah. Matty Fitzpatrick, that's right. Yeah, that was pretty
and
fun.
And then your other guy there from the U.S. Open, Wyndham Clark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's been playing well, too, and he was also a prominent personality on the latest season of Full Swing on Netflix.
Yeah, he's a guy that really reinvented himself over the last year, and he had a win at Pebble Beach earlier this year. I think this is his first time at the Masters, so that'd be a really keen pick, actually.
Mm-hmm. Although it is tough if it's your first time, but he seems like he is the guy that can do it. He was a hot prospect coming on to the tour, but he was a mental midget, but he's figured that out. He's working with someone now, and look what happens. The guy is one of the top players in the world.
Yep.
It's a mental game. Mike?
Yep. Yep. I need to get a sports psychologist, but...
Well, you have the book. I just don't know how many notes you've been making in it.
Not a lot of notes. No.
Okay.
No. But I'm working with Bree. She's a little bit of a psychologist in her, in herself. So she can talk me straight.
Hopefully. Like literally talk you straight. Instead of slicing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Although the iron play, so we're going to digress a little bit, but the iron play with you, especially last year, it was definitely picking up.
It was good.
Especially that seven iron of yours.
Just bang on. Just 190 yards with a seven iron.
150 to 190 with the seven iron. You were that's always in the seven.
That's my gap. That's my gap. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, making some tweaks, but hopefully we don't get too far away from that. I really got to straighten out the driver, so that's next to come, right? But, yeah, those were the ones I had on my list here.
Okay, well, let's get into some of the Canadians. I counted one, two, three, four Canadians in the field. Last year, I think it was the most Canadians ever to play in the Masters. So this year, the number's a little bit less. But nonetheless, Corey Connors, I think he is the favorite out of the Canadians to do well. He plays really well at the Masters. Again, can he finish? Who knows? But he's been playing well this weekend at the Texas Open. And he is just one of those guys where if he has the putter going, like if he drops some putts, I don't think he can lose.
That's really, that's going to be the challenge for him because like tee to green, his swing is just amazing. Mm-hmm. You watch it, it just looks so easy and he just hammers the ball. Like, he's not a big guy, but just this nice smooth swing and ball dead straight, like way down the fairway every time. So Corey Connors has a great chance and Nick Taylor, can't forget Nick Taylor. Right, you know, this could be, you know, the conclusion of a pretty epic story starting with winning the Canadian Open and then winning the Waste Management.
It would be a crazy 12 months.
Yeah, a crazy, crazy 12 months and take down the Masters, only the second Canadian to do it. Obviously, Mike Weir, the other one.
The best golfer of all time. Best
golfer of all time. And we were looking, you know, I could see it just because he's so good. Like he's just ice cold with the putter. We've all seen it now and it's just incredible. So, looking for Nick Taylor to make some
And he knows he can win. And he knows he can win on the big stage. Yeah, especially if you win at the Waste Management, that's a big tourney to win. And you win on your home soil as well within the same 12 months.
Hey, he's in a playoff at Waste Management, I believe. So.
So he's got a roll on. So that could be another one. And I know his odds. I don't think a lot of people got money on him because he could be a long shot.
That's the one I've seen his odds like from like 90 to 1 to on play now. He's 175 to 1 today. I saw that. I'm like, oh, that's kind of wacky. Like someone's not paying attention or they're asleep at the switch or whatever. But we've seen a lot of, kind of new winners on the PGA Tour this year, guys that, you know, weren't really big names before. Nick Dunlap, the first amateur to win on tour in a long, long time earlier this year. We got a few other kind of young guys. We're seeing Batia about to take one down. And it could be really interesting. Could be one of those years where, you know, it's usually a stud that wins a Masters, but maybe not this year. Maybe somebody different. And I also just wanted to mention a couple guys you'll see on the PGA Tour now, former winners of the Manitoba Open, Parker Coody and Hayden Springer are both on the tour now, one or two short years later after winning the Manitoba Open and playing well. Both have played, I think, 10 or 11 events this year and they're making cuts. So go out and see the Manitoba Open. And you're seeing guys that are going to be on the PGA Tour real soon.
Southwood. I keep on telling them, like, come down. It is fun. If you've never been to a golf tournament before, it is so much fun. They do such a good job there. The local sponsors that sponsor holes, that sponsor the hospitality tents, the Manitoba Open is extremely, extremely fun. And on top of that, like you mentioned, Walker, they're really, really good at golf. Like you have like the top players, like that's where you kind of realize, okay, we got as good as, you know, you may see here from local professionals or the local AMs or, you know, people like Braxton Koontz, who, you know, has won three amateur titles in a row here, like three Manitoba AMs and won a bunch of junior titles. And he goes in there and he's, you know, almost making cuts, which is incredible.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But then you see these guys who are torching the course. That is one of the longest in the province, if not the longest in the province, and it's phenomenal to watch. It really is. So go up there, check it out.
Lots of fun.
Beer on the 17th hole, and the DJ's out there.
Very good. What was the hole called? It was like a mortgage.
Oh yeah, Castle.
Castle Mortgage.
Yeah, hole. Shout out to Jeff Sparrow. No free ads. Yeah.
Just free beers.
Just free beers, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, back to this. So we kind of touched on the Canadians a little bit. And even with Nick Taylor, a bit of a long shot. Any other long shots that you're looking at? Because you had the laser eyes, as Mike put on our Instagram, for Wyndham Clark at the U.S. Open last year. Maybe there's another Wyndham Clark in this field.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I'm hesitant to go kind of that deep with this one, but Tommy Fleetwood, I think he could always do some damage. We've been waiting for him to win a major for a while, but you could get him at a pretty nice number. And who doesn't like Ricky Fowler? He's a good number too. Yeah, again, it's, you know, probably not going to happen, but it might, and you could get him, you know, 90 to 100 to 1, that kind of number, and he's still can play. He can still play. Yeah,
well,
we saw
it at the U.S. Open last year and Rocket Mortgage, and he can do it.
Yep, absolutely.
His game is back.
It's back, baby.
It's back.
That's what I have two things written on my piece of paper. It says pimento and cheese and Ricky.
That's literally all you have. I think you just pulled that off your printer right now and just jotted that down.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. See, for me, for long shots, even though Jordan Spieth is kind of a favorite, I just feel he could be one of those guys to break through. Joaquin Niemann, who you mentioned, his number's pretty good. Sergio, kind of a long shot as well. I'm just going through the list now, and Nick, out of all of them, Nick Taylor, he is the longest of long shots out of those names I just mentioned, and maybe it could be his week.
Is Shane Lowry on that list?
Oh yeah, you and Shane.
Yeah, Shane Lowry. I kind of have him written down here. I think he was paying around 50 to 1, and he's been playing really well. Like in that Florida swing, he was near the top of the leaderboard in a couple events. So Shane Lowry definitely kind of at the top of his game right now.
Yeah, and then there's always Bubba Watson. He's won there before. One of them, I mention this every single year. This is our fourth year doing this. But even for a prop bet, to get Freddie Couples to make the cut.
Yeah.
Fucking Freddie.
He can still
love the guy. He can still play.
Yeah, oh yeah. He can still play. And we actually, no more Sandy Lyle this year. Right, he's not playing. No more Larry Mize. He's not playing. So it kind of, some of those older guys have kind of moved on. Unfortunately, Bernhard Langer, this was going to be his last kind of kick at it, I think. But he got injured. I believe he tore his Achilles. So, you know, that's too bad.
Which is surprising. His health has been astounding. For the past just 70 years.
Dominating the PGA Tour champions for like 15 years.
He's playing pickleball. That's just an Achilles Achilles murder.
Achilles killer.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. For amateurs, we got some amateurs in the field last year. Did I write down his name? Sam Bennett. So Sam Bennett made some noise as an amateur. So they always give out the prize to the lowest amateur in the field. They always end up as the longest of long shots, but as Sam Bennett shown and Nick Dunlap this year. Shout out to John Ricchetti, by the way, who was on last season of the pod from Alabama. Well, he's from here, but he now resides just outside of Tuscaloosa, I think, in Alabama. But he was talking about the golf program in Alabama, and he mentioned Nick Dunlap. Watch out for this kid. Sure enough, wins this season.
What a call.
Turns pro,
Season 3, episode 25.
Right
John,
on.
John Rassiati.
Yeah.
Right.
Ricchetti. Like spaghetti.
Yeah.
Vomit on my sweater already.
Well, actually, you know, with that win, Dunlap gets into the Masters. So I think he's paying out a pretty crazy number. So if you want to get on the Dunlap train, he's not an amateur anymore. Yeah. He turned pro right after he won.
But I see like they're all really, really long, 100,000 to 1. But maybe it's one of those, you know, you throw in a top 10, you throw in a top 20 in a prop bet. Or if you do have the amateur group in your Masters pool, who's one of the guys? I'm going with Shipley. I don't know why, but I think he might be one to surprise this year. And that's going based off my gut. Nothing else but my gut.
Well, the one name I'll give you is Stuart Hegstad, because he's actually 33 years old and he's played in the Masters twice before.
Way.
But he's still an amateur, so he still counts. He made the cut in 2017, and I think he missed the cut in 2022, but you know, he's got experience and obviously he's playing well. I think he won the, what, he win the US Amateur or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the only way to get in, by winning one of those things or being the runner up at least. So, Hegstad, I think that's kind of your, that might be your guy. Then again, I don't know much about the other guys, the guys from like South Africa, whatever, other countries some of those amateurs come from.
Jasper Stubbs, 21-year-old from Australia.
Stubby.
Yeah. So he won the Asia Pacific Amateur Championship.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you were saying, AWOC, like you got to be a pretty damn good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Amateur golfer.
It's the amateurs who have won, you know, something in the past year, one of those big amateur competitions across the world.
Well, one I wanted to touch on, maybe because his odds are usually a little bit further down. Or you look like you found something.
I did
there,
find something. Was, this guy might have been.
You got something.
He was.
He's excited.
This tall guy, Christo Lamprecht. He's 6'8".
Oh, yeah.
South African. He won the 2023 British Amateur.
His odds are actually better than some of the other Ams there. So
did he? I thought we saw a tall guy last year.
Yeah, there's been a couple tall guys.
Shout out to the tall guys.
Shout out to tall guys.
Yeah, there was one guy. Oh man, name escapes me now. But there was another very tall guy that could really hit the ball. But yeah.
Anyways, we also, just to wrap up, I mean, Tony, got to give a shout out to Tony Finau. Uh-huh. He's in there. Max Homa, Brian Harman, who won the Open Championship last year.
Finau's been playing great this year. He's really great tee to green. So, that's actually one I have written down here. Didn't mention yet, but, as far as PGA Tour goes, he's one of the top guys this year.
And then another one who you touched on when you won with, Matsuyama, who's also...
Yeah, well,
played extremely well at the Masters,
and he's playing well now. Like I said, he won at the Genesis. Yeah,
looks like he's gonna have another top 10 here today.
Yeah, top 10 or top 5 at the Texas Open here, and you know, he's won before. We know that matters a lot at the Masters. Honestly, like if you're giving me Rory versus Hideki, I'm taking Hideki right now, and the odds are, you know, don't reflect that.
But no,
he definitely, to me, like. Why not, Hideki?
Yeah, I'll believe you more than those odds makers. They don't know.
As we'll get some t-shirts made. Why not Hideki?
Why not?
Why not Hideki? Why not Mike's
Heart? Looking at the weather here, last year, it was a little bit troublesome.
It was wild. Windy trees.
Windy. The tree went down.
Some of those trees fell down.
Yeah.
Next day, well, you got to feel bad for the people.
That's what happens when a live guy's up top. They start cutting down trees.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget Phil finished T2 last year, Phil's still got it.
Yeah.
But it looks like we got some troublesome weather on the Thursday, some showers, but sunny Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So,
good.
Yeah, so hopefully that.
Beautiful.
Hopefully
Sunday is for the sun.
That's right. Hopefully we can get some big winds.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I was rewatching some of that Tiger 2019 win.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was interesting. Those guys going into the final turn there.
Yeah, him and was that Molinari? He was battling with.
Tiger wins the Masters, and the next year, COVID.
That's right.
Thanks, Tiger.
It's all, you know, the Illuminati have really a lot to do with Masters.
We're going to make it one of those podcasts now. Next thing you know, we'll be on Joe Rogan and talking about conspiracy theories and away we go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anyone else on your list? Because I pretty much said my piece for, you know,
can you get me
field.
On Joe Rogan?
Hey, you're podcast, kind of a Joe Rogan
podcast community?
Yeah.
Pull some strings?
Yeah, we'll pull some strings.
That'd be great.
We'll see what's going on there. Shout out to Spotify. Get us on the show. We can do it. Talk about Masters golf. Talk about golf on the prairies. Talk about fling golf.
Fling golf. Joe's a big Texas guy. He's out of Austin. So we got to go down to Austin right now.
Right on.
I think Bryce Malachewski was in Austin.
Is that right?
Yeah, a lot of connections now. Wow. I've been to Austin.
I did see him riding the bulls there.
He tried. He didn't show the video, but he showed the video, I think, of his wife on the bull because she at least lasted more than a second or two. But he said he was on it and didn't work out.
He's a cowboy.
And on a steel horse, he rides. Shout out to Bon Jovi. All right. Well, is there anything else, Mike, from you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I got.
Thank you for the weather, though. That's huge. Let's not underestimate how big the weather can be.
10 tabs open here on this.
What are your tabs open? Let's go through your top 5 searches of your history.
Something from every tab that you have open there, Mike.
Yeah, well, I was looking for some.
No, we're just kidding.
For some trivia. But, yeah. I was trying to get the Live Golf on earlier. Yeah. I don't subscribe to the CW channel.
Oh yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one to get.
Yeah.
Is it still on YouTube or is it only on CW now?
No, I think you can see it live on YouTube, pretty sure. Okay. But yeah, no major changes at Augusta this year. We kind of talk about that sometimes, where they're lengthening holes and such. I think they added 10 yards to the second hole, but otherwise it's pretty much the same course that we've seen. So yeah, they're just rolling with it.
The sub airs. I saw that they'd put some of these sub air systems underneath the tee boxes too.
Oh, really? Even better.
Yeah. Yeah. And underneath the pedestrian walkways.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. They think of everything.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, and if you are going down there, if you're lucky enough to go to Augusta, ask one of the, I don't know if the bag drop boy is still there, but I remember on Garth Calling show earlier this season, he mentioned that his name got brought up by one of
the bag boys
at Augusta National.
Yeah.
Those are just the types of people we have here on 18 Over Par, including one of the best in the biz, AWOC. I don't know if there's anyone else who wants to say anything else you want to say. There's no one else in this house. Well, maybe there's some ghosts. I don't know.
There's lots of ghosts, bad electrical mostly, but
done yourself. Did you pull a permit for that?
Hopefully,
another felony.
Yeah. All right. It's been a great show.
Okay, he did. It's been a great show.
Great show.
Thanks again for coming on. Again, it is so funny to see that people are expecting, or they're waiting until you give your picks here on 18 over par before they go.
I can't believe this is 4 years going.
It's been 4 years. Isn't that amazing?
Wild.
And we still look 18 years old. So thanks again for coming on. Thanks again for the beers here, Mike, and the hospitality. Studio MB that we've now dubbed it. But good luck with your Masters picks. If you screw up or if they don't make any money, well, too bad. That's your own fault for listening to us.
Yes.
Good luck.
Best of luck.
Best of luck. All right. Thanks, Bryce Matluszewski. Hope you're having fun in Austin. And we'll see you next time. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you can count on me waiting for you in the parking lot.